This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
In 90.7, this is Get Serial. It's Friday and we are joined now by international recording artist Emily Barker. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm good, thank you. I just flew in yesterday from the USA, but I actually managed to sleep most of the night through. So feeling pretty good.
Fantastic. So, Emily, tell us a little bit about what you were doing over there. We believe, from what we hear, rumour has it, that you were recording in Memphis with producer Matt Ross Spang?
Spang. Well, I did that last year.
Oh, okay.
When I was in June, I made the album Sweet Kind of Blue out there with Matt in Memphis. But I was visiting Memphis. I did a show there, and I also played in Nashville at Americana Fest, and I did a show in LA as well. And I flew from LA to Sydney.
Wow. Sounds like a busy time.
It was busy. Yeah, fun, but busy.
So, Emily, tell us a little bit about your recent release, Sweet Kind of Blue. It was released earlier this year on May the 19th. So we've been looking into the music, and it's kind of got a bit of it's going back to a soul kind of blues vibe. Can you tell us a bit more about it, and what was the influence that kind of was brought on for this record?
Yeah, sure. Well, I went to Memphis, and Memphis has very much a history of, there's a record label that existed in the 1670s called Stax, and that had like Otis Redding on it and Carla Thomas and Isaac Hayes and all the big sort of soul names. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of got this history there with the soul, and then there's a lot of African-American artists that work down on Beale Street, which is the sort of the high street in Memphis, and there's lots of blues bars there where they play. So, and there's just been this tradition of blues musicians performing there, and so it's sort of got this history of soul and blues. And making my album in Memphis meant that the songs ended up coming out having absorbed that sound. And the musicians that I worked with, they're like legends. They've all played with a lot of these great soul and blues artists. When I was a teenager, I listened to a lot of this sort of music because I'm originally from the southwest of Australia, a little town called Bridgetown. And when I was a teenager, this blues festival started up there, and then suddenly everyone wanted to be in a blues band or play that sort of music. And I started singing then, but then when I started writing songs, I found that I wrote like in a more, I don't know, just not in that style. It was sort of more folk country, that sort of style. And so for me, I've made quite a few records now. So for me, this album is sort of about coming back to what originally inspired me to sing.
So you've gone from Southwest Australia over to the US, now going to the UK. One of your songs actually was the theme for the popular BBC show Wallander. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So I actually live in England.
Yep.
I'm from Western Australia, live in England, but I tour a lot all over, but a lot in the States now as well. And I was playing a house concert in North London, and the composer who was working on this Wallander TV series, he heard me sing a song of mine called Nostalgia, which is actually set in Melbourne. I wrote it when I was in Melbourne for the first time. And he got in touch a couple of days after and asked if I would come down and re-record this song so that it would fit with the series, which is set in Sweden. So it's a crime thriller series starring a famous British actor called Kenneth Branagh, based on books by a Swedish author called Henning Mankell. And anyway, so it was a big hit, this crime thriller. It was on BBC One, and my song was the theme tune.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. And not only that, but with your former band, the Red Clay Halo, you also provided the theme to the thriller The Shadow Line, and you've also won awards for your music. Tell us a little bit about what type of awards accomplishments you've made by making these decisions and making this artistic venture into TV music scene.
Yeah, well, the Wallander series won a BAFTA, which is a huge British accolade for the music. So I was a part of that, having got the theme tune. And then the Shadow Line, I can't remember what that won. I think it did something. But the Wallander, the theme tune, also won a Royal Television Award. And I think that's sort of, most of the awards I can think of right now. But what was the second part of that question? It was talking about...
What
has that sort of unlocked for you after receiving those awards? Has that led to, more work for you, or has that led to more creative freedom for you?
Yeah, both of those things, yeah. It led to more work in the film and television world, so... I then went on to write songs for a film called The Keeping Room, starring Hayley Steinfeld and Britt Marling. And
that's so cool.
It's a Daniel Barber film. So I've got songs in that. And then I did my first full-length feature film as well, which is it's a film called Hector, and it's starring a Scottish actor called Peter Mullen, and it's sort of this road trip through the UK, and he's a homeless man, and so you learn about his character as you go, and I did all the music for that.
So you did the entire score?
Right. You're so humble.
I did the entire score for that.
Incredible.
Was, oh, it was great.
Can I confirm,
awesome.
Is that the same Peter Mullen who did Trainspotting?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! That.
That's amazing.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I'm fangirling.
Yeah, it was so fun doing it. I learned a lot, and hoping to do some more work in that area as well in between all the touring and releasing records.
Well, yeah, because that was my next question. You've achieved so much, and you sound so humble and so grounded. So I guess that is your future goal, to continue to work and in this industry and kind of. Working on more projects, is that what you see yourself doing in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just want to keep things going, and some more film and television work would be awesome. And just keep on doing what I'm doing, but keep on learning.
Fantastic. So Emily, tell us what's next for you, and what's coming up for you.
Well, I'm touring in Australia. I'm playing in Melbourne at the Workers Club on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm touring all over Australia, mostly just the capitals, not all of them, but and then I'm going to be back in the USA again, and I'm going to do a 3-week tour there, and then I go back to the UK and I do a month-long tour there, and then I finish in December. Then I'm going to have a little holiday.
You deserve it.
And, yeah. And actually come back to Australia and see all my family in the southwest, and just have a bit of time off, and probably do some writing though. And then it's a lot of touring planned basically for the rest of this year and early next year, and in between that, just started working on writing new songs.
Fantastic. Well, Emily, we do wish you the very best with your touring and all your future endeavours, and we thank you very much for your time this morning.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.